open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big in ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Go for it.
Oh, I was waiting for the sound.
Go for it.
Hello out there and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Today, we're going to revisit a topic we've talked about before, but it is very topical at the moment because what's happening next week, Danny?
Well, next week is the return of Summer Game Fest. So people know that we go there every year. Previously, it was E3, and you know there was always an event from Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation. But now it's gotten a lot smaller the past couple of years of like events, companies having events. But this is the place to be in Los Angeles during the summer for anything that has to do with games. So a lot of the companies are going to be coming here to Los Angeles to start talking about upcoming products, games, etc., and plus big announcements, you know. So Summer Game Fest is pretty big. Shout out to Jeff Keighley. He's the one that handles everything. So there is a showcase. This is happening at a YouTube Theater, and then the days 2-3 days after that is all play days. I know Xbox is going to have their own showcase, but yeah, it's not in person.
There's the Mix Showcase. There's one the Game Showcase. There's mm-hmm. the Next and Game Showcase. There's tons of stuff that weekend.
Yeah,
and all of them are streamed, so you can watch even if you're not able to attend live at the YouTube Theater or for any of the other showcases.
Yeah, definitely. And this is pretty big because just a few minutes ago, Jeff posted the partners that's going to be part of this year's Summer Game Fest, including the return of Nintendo. Of course,
ooh.
Nintendo, that week, June 5th, is the release. Actually, next week? Wow, I can't believe I'm about to say this. The release of the Nintendo Switch 2 is coming out. So new Mario Kart, a bunch of new games, and also previous games that was never available on a Nintendo Switch platform. This is going to be the first time that we're going to get to see games like Yakuza 0, Director's Cut, Cyberpunk 2077, and a couple other games too. So yeah, it's going to be a big week with the release of Nintendo Switch 2, Summer Game Fest, Xbox having a showcase. Who knows what else we're going to get to see next week, but it's going to be pretty big.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be big. And yes, all the flowers to Jeff Keighley for giving us this E3 moment, right? Like we don't have it. We haven't for the last couple of years. And it's really great to have this concentrated effort around celebrating the next, you know, 6 to 12 or however many months of games. And for the people who get to attend, for the media and creators that have badges to go in person to Playdays, which is part of Summer Game Fest, we will get to get hands-on with a lot of the titles that we get to see in these showcases. So it's really exciting and a great way for games to have a big moment when it's easy to get lost in the noise, especially lately with news cycles and, you know, everything going on in society. And, you know, it's a breath of fresh air for sure. And it's nice to take a little bit of a pause on everything mm-hmm. and really focus on the thing that we love and why we're a part of this industry. And I will say one other thing. I saw this floating around on Twitter yesterday. Somebody accused Jeff of not editing the show himself. which is very interesting because I guess they must be new because Keeley has been producing these kinds of showcases for decades. So yeah, he's very hands on and like such a great person, like a luminaire for games and across many different industries. You know, always likes to incorporate other parts of entertainment and, you know, get the whole world excited about what it is that we do in our little corner of entertainment. And so I think it's really cool that he is still so hands on, and you can see that he cares so much. Like, it shows.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, Jeff also been in TV from back in the days. You know, he worked on G4, in the early days of G4, also game trailers. I know he's done stuff with, like, MTV, you know, Viacom with Spike TV. That's when they had the video game awards.
Yeah.
The video game awards back in the days, too. You know, that, but, you know, it didn't really work out because I felt like the higher-ups at that time that was handling the event didn't know what they were doing. And I'm glad to see that Jeff started doing his own thing. Like, look, you know, this is a industry that people should take this seriously. And I'm going to do my own thing. And I think with his own money, he started having the Game Awards and now Summer Game Fest. And I know later this year, I believe around August, is Gamescom.
Opening night at Gamescom. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to give it to him, man. Like, this is pretty big. Everybody's goals there and promote their games. Like, look, I'm going to mention a couple of the names, Ree, and you tell me which one you're super excited. I know some of them we know what it is, we can't say. Mm-hmm. But either way, I'm glad that at least the public are going to get to see these type of companies here, you know. So,
okay.
2K Games.
2K, I'm curious to see what's going on with 2K based on like things we've heard in the news cycle lately, and I'll just leave it at that.
Isn't it Mafia coming out soon? The Mafia game?
I would like to see it.
Maybe, yeah.
I'd like to see that.
That would be cool. Because sometimes you know, there's games coming out in a couple weeks or like the month after that, you know.
There might be some surprise drops, right?
There could be some moments
where people get really excited and they say, and it's live right now. You can go play it, which is always very fun.
That's fun. Amazon Games, I have no idea what they're going to show there. Annapurna.
They make some amazing games.
Yeah, we went to their studio a couple of weeks back. That was a fun place to check out.
Check out our socials for those little studio tours.
Atari. I'm very curious to see what Atari's going to have there. Bandai Namco. Blumhouse Games. Look,
That's one for you.
Last year, I enjoyed what Blumhouse had last year, and it was really cool. And I know they showed a trailer of different type of games that they have, and
stuff you're going to get to see
in the future. I'm all in. But here's the thing, Ree. This is the thing that I love about Blumhouse. They have games for me, scary games, right? But they also want to introduce horror games for the casual audience. I know last year they show a game that's similar to like one of those cozy games, but it's not scary. It's, you know, but it has that horror theme. Like, they had that last year, playable on the trailer. And it was cool to see that. And also, I had a conversation with them last year too with the team. It was really cool. Capcom's going to be there. CD Projekt Red, what are they going to show? That's interesting, you know, very interesting. I know they were at the New York and LA event promoting Cyberpunk 2077 for the Nintendo Switch 2. That was really cool to see. Is that what we're going to get to see, or is it something totally different? I have no idea.
Something Witcher related, you know, we got a little bit of a tease last year.
It's the 10th anniversary of The Witcher 3, right? So it could be, I mean, who knows what they're going to have. Who knows? Day of the Devs, Devolver Digital.
Yay!
Devolver has always been good at showing games throughout the summer.
I love Devolver. They always have such a fun mix of games, and they all have very similar spirit of just like amping everything up to level 11. And I really appreciate that about Devolver as a publisher. Like anything from like Cult of a Lamb to Crush House, like some of my favorite games, and that they're all like so unique. And I really appreciate that about Devolver. So I'm very excited for that show. And their show is also just zany as all get out. Like, they have these, like, in-universe character who is, like, this insane CEO who's presenting it every year. And then they had the character Volvi. Like, they made a mascot, like, from the 90s. Like, they're playing on Chuck E. Cheese-type stereotypes. It's just fun. It's a lot of fun what Devolver does.
Dreamhaven, Embark, Enhance. Look, when I mentioned favorite developers for me, it's always been Insomniac, Remedy, and Enhance. Those are like my top three.
Ooh, okay.
Enhance being here, that's something that should be on the lookout for, because they typically don't go to events like that. If they do, it's because they have something big. So,
all right.
So I'll go with that. Enhance, be on the lookout for that. Epic Games, Funko. Oh, actually, I'm going to skip a lot. I guess the list is pretty long, so, and we don't have a long time. I am 8-bit. It's going to be there too.
I want more Escape Room or Escape Academy.
Yeah, that'll be good. Level Infinite, Magic the Gathering. I have to mention something about Magic the Gathering. Look, I'm not into those type of games, tabletop games, but the past couple of years, it was really cool to see where they have everything set up. People could go there. Even those that have never played Magic the Gathering, they could try it out for the first time, and they teach you how to play. So it's pretty cool. So who knows what they're going to show us there. But
yeah, they do a great job with their collabs, and I think they make all of those integrations feel really organic and authentic to whatever the original property is. And I really respect the way that they've done all of these, like, one after another integrations. And like you're saying, like, the game is constantly changing. So even if you used to play like I did, it's different almost every time you come back to it. And I really love the way that they handle that in person. Like, they're very patient and they'll explain it to you. So you can still get some enjoyment, because it's a really cool game and lots of really deep mechanics, and it can be overwhelming. So I really like the way that they do that in person.
PlaySide, we're going to see PlayStation here, PM Studios, Razer, Remedy Entertainment, it looks like. Ooh. That's their logo, because it has the R.
We know that R well, we just saw it.
Sega, Square Enix, Steam, Supermassive Games. I'm very curious about that one, too.
Supermassive
is another
celebrity-studded horror game coming our way.
Yeah, Techland. Xbox. I'm curious to see what Xbox is going to show there. I know last year they had a lot of the ID at Xbox games. And
with smaller developers.
So usually, you know, developers that need help to spread the word about their games. Typically, Xbox will pay for a booth. It might be like, I don't know, 4 to 8 games or something. I'm just randomly guessing. And they have it there at Summer Game Fest, playable at Playdays. So it's really cool. Yacht Club Games. That's another one, too. There's a lot more. Go to summergamefest.com. But it's cool to see this. Like, very exciting. And also, I forgot to mention that Monday of that week after the Playdays, I think. Well, actually, Monday is also part of Playdays. They're also going
to
have, like,
extended
a business.
It to another day.
last year was the first time doing it. It's more for, like, executives or industry folks that would like to know more of, like, things that's happening in the gaming industry, you know, or future things that might be happening too. So it's good to see that, you know, not only just play games, but discussions about everything, you know, so the business side of things. Really cool. Anything else, Ree?
I mean, that's it. We said it was going to be a quick one when we sat down today, and it is, because there's, like, a lot of prep that we're doing, you know, both as creators and as people who are working in the industry. There's just a lot of planning that goes into a big moment like this, and you know, it's basically a long weekend full of gaming, and yes, it is fun, but it is also a lot of work. So shout out to everybody who's prepping, if you're showing something, if you're doing hands-on, if you're, you know, the people at the events management team, or if you're just serving the drinks all weekend. Like, thank you for your hard work. It really makes a difference to the people who love what we do. So just hang in there, you know, get some rest where you can, and hopefully there's massages and coffee for everybody on the other end of Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, and enjoy. This is a moment for us to celebrate all the hard work that people have been doing, like, the past couple of years. So I work on, like, different games or products, anything, you know, behind the scenes. This is a moment to celebrate. I always mention that, like, when we see events like this, Gamescom, you know, Tokyo Game Show, even Comic-Con, and the big one at the end of the year, the Game Awards, that's a place for us to get together and just celebrate. Yeah. And take a little break from all the hard work.
Yeah.
it could be stressful, you know, with everything, you know. So this is the moment for us to just chill and relax and see people we haven't seen in a while, you know what I'm saying? So it's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun.
For sure.
All right. So we're super busy. We have a lot of things coming up. We'll talk about it in the future of like stuff that we're working on behind the scenes. DNR Media Consulting is doing big, big things. I'm very proud of our work. Very proud of Rihanna.
Very proud of you.
Very proud. It's been now what, a year and a half now with our Almost. Business. Yeah. And we're going to talk more about it in the future. But also, GTR still strong.
Yay, 20 years.
20 Woo! Years. I have a couple things lined up already. Stuff that I already recorded that's going to be scheduled around that time and some after. So I can't wait to share that with our audience. It's going to be a lot of fun. And curious to hear your thoughts about the coverage and the conversations that I had. Anything else from your side?
That's all.
That's all. All right, everyone. Until next time, thank you for watching or listening to the Danny and Rihanna Show. We'll be back here next week, exactly a couple of days before Summer Game Fest. The craziness begins. So stay tuned for more updates from us. All right. Till next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.